to the 7th, the Guide to Thriving Middle School, and my name is Lucas Brown Clark, and I'll be your host today on this guide. My guest today is a boy named Billy.
Hi. Okay, hi. My name is Billy, and pretty boring, same as other schools, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, today we're going to talk about spam.
Yeah, okay. On the topic of spam, I go to a lot of dodgy websites. When I say dodgy, I don't mean the bad type of dodgy. I just randomly just go to stuff because I try to find information. Like, one time I looked up bones, like human bones, for like a project for social studies. And it led me to a dark web website about finding and buying human bones. So, like, that's why I just get thousands of spam emails a day.
You get spam emails from the dark web about buying human bones?
No, you are not high, but yes, I get spam emails from, like, kind of dark websites.
When you say dark websites, you don't mean, like, your average McDonald's website, you know?
I mean, yeah, but, like, I was sharing my screen with Billy, and I showed him my screen, and it was a email from McDonald's, quotation marks around McDonald's, by the way, and it was telling me, come on, get your free Big Mac today, we're all good, and then, oh, shoot.
Who would be dumb enough to do that? Here, give me some liquor money. Like, seriously.
Whenever I see a homeless person, and they put needs beer on the side of their sign, and I was just like, if you need beer, you shouldn't tell people that you need beer. Say it's like going to a homeless charity or something to like help you.
All right, so one time when it was my birthday, and so it was my birthday is in December, so it's really snowing cold up here. A guy was waving around a gas can, and so I felt really bad, and I went over and gave him some of my birthday money for gas, thinking that I was a good person. Turns out it was just spread the word type thing. He didn't even go buy gas. Like, seriously. I mean, we were going through McDonald's, and so, yeah. I could have bought me an ice cream cone. Come on.
One time I was at the movie theater getting out of a movie, and all I see is this guy riding on a bicycle towards me. And so he's getting closer and closer. I'm trying to get into the door, thinking nothing of it. And then when I finally get in the door and shut it, this guy comes up to the window, knocks on my dad's window, and he's just like, hey, can you spare some gas money? Realize that earlier, I said he was on a bicycle. Why would he need gas money if he was on a bicycle? So either I think he was just trying to scam us or, like, kidnap me. I thought about that with my dad later, and I was just like, wait a second. Why was he trying to get gas money? We just got out of the movie theater, and this guy's coming up on a bicycle at, like, full speed, so it's kind of odd.
Yeah, some people are just drunk, and they think they're being really like, oh, this kid's so stupid, he's gonna give me this money so easy, but then you're driving off with your dad, and he's following you. One time, me and my mom, we went through McDonald's, and we were coming out, you know, doing our thing, and then there's this homeless person. He saw him. For some reason I was making it rain in the car because I ordered something and they gave us all ones, so I just decided to make it rain. And he saw the money and decided to follow us for some reason. And then we went through the roundabouts and then we lost him, luckily. I'm pretty sure that guy was drunk.
Like, that's one of the things that we have to worry about, like where we live and stuff, because where we live, it ain't the best of like area, because we have very high crime levels and suicide levels, and like the number one killer of suicide in our state would be alcohol for like teens and kids our age, like middle school. And that's just insane to think about, that like kids are dying because they were given alcohol.
All right, so by our school, there's a skate park. And in that skate park, a lot of teens like to go over there and vape. We were driving down the road, and we saw kids vaping. And then once we got home, we turned on the TV, and there was an ad for a new quote-unquote vape. Like, seriously, are you trying to sell these kids vapes? Like, come on, just stop. If you want to lower suicide levels, then lower the amount of vape.
I was listening to my radio, because I have a radio. I can't sleep without music. That's just, like, one of my little things that I can't do. When I was listening to it, falling asleep, like, half asleep, all I hear is, it was a Juul commercial. At the beginning, it says, contains no nicotine. And that's, like, talking about, oh, you look so cool doing it. And at the end, you know how, like, some ads have, like, little short stuff at the end? So I was listening in, like, halfway, and at the end, I hear real fast, contains nicotine.
The big sellers in America, like, they say, oh, it's got no nicotine. And so when people go to buy it at last second, they say, oh, yeah, we put nicotine in this. It's basically like getting in McDonald's and saying a quarter pounder is $2 when really it's like $5. And don't quote me on this. And so when you go up to pay, you check your receipt. But once you check your receipt, it says quarter pounder $10 when they advertised it as $2. And you already paid for it. And at some places, they don't let refunds. They don't. Especially up here when things are expensive because we live up north where it's hard to ship things. Especially nowadays, things are filled with lies and advertisement, and it's just horrible. Like, seriously, come on. We've got to stop this. Like, come on. Smoke and do drugs. We're especially up here in Alaska, it gets really dark 24 hours a day, and, well, not 24 hours.
It's like some 20 hours a day, I'm pretty sure, at like December 22nd, so like.
Yeah, exactly, and so we don't get enough daylight, which has vitamin D. Well, don't quote me on that. And that makes us happy. We need sunlight. And the less sunlight we have, that makes us more depressed. So, yeah.
And vitamin D does not come from the sun. It can come from mushrooms, egg yolks, liver, salmon, soy milk. But I'm pretty sure it's vitamin C that comes from the sun. Yeah, it is vitamin C. So, like, we have high suicide rates because of that. Because when people are inside, they don't have enough energy to, like, go outside and, like, actually kill themselves since it's all dark. But as soon as it hits spring, we have, like, the highest suicide rates. And we have kids with, like, depression and stuff. And I'm in middle school.
Yeah, we're in, like, what, sixth grade? And we're vaping? Like, come on, we need to stop this. If there's any way that we could, then I would try, honestly, like.
I mean, we've screwed up just other stuff that I don't think it's, people aren't gonna stop it, because that's what most people grew up with. Like, our parents, they probably grew up with, like, parents smoking. It was the 80s, 70s, whatever, 90s, maybe even 2000s. And I didn't assume middle school was actually gonna be like this. I probably sound like a radio host right now, talking about all the newfangled devices and stuff, and how kids are so bad. But, like, this is a sixth grade view of, like, other lives. It's different than a 60-year-old, not a, but it's different than a 60-year-old going on the radio and being like, oh, stupid kid, they're vaping. Because that is what's happening. That's why we live in such a bad area. I don't think I've...
Alright, so, that about like where we live and how we can run around. One time I visited one of the biggies in Salt Lake and in Utah, FYI. And when I was there, the neighborhoods were like 5 feet away from house to house. And it was like so different because I live in an area where like really there were forests away from each other. And so when I was there, I felt really claustrophobic. And the houses are pretty big, probably bigger than their yard, but still, I mean, come on. All right, we're getting a little off topic. Let's go back on to spam.
I think this will close into the podcast. Thank you again for listening in on this 7th episode of the Guide to Surviving Middle School. My name is Lucas Brown Clark, and thank you again. Would you like to say goodbye?
Yeah, see ya. That's all I got.
Thank you again, Billy. We'll have your next podcast, which is coming out on Spooptober.